If you've just joined us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this morning's program. Do remember, from Monday to Saturday from 4 a.m. right until 6 a.m. And please do ensure that you follow the time for Azan and Salah for your region accordingly, be it local, be it national, or be it international. Right now, it will be time for the tafsir from Suratul Qamar, Surah number 54 from the glorious Quran Kareem by our very esteemed Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Hafizahullah. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah khairan for joining us this morning.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fiikum afiz wadi. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 54, Suratul Qamar, the moon, and verses 37 to verse 40. We're continuing with the story, event, episode of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him. His Nami, Ismigrami, honorable name is mentioned 27 times in the noble Quran. He was sent to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, and those people, the majority of them, were indulging in this abominable action of homosexuality, the gay brigade. And he cried and petitioned Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, verse 30. Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsidin. O Almighty Allah, you assist me against these troublemakers, mischief makers, gay community and gay brigade. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent his angels. They came in the form of human beings, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, Mikael alayhi salatu salam, and whoever else came. But they came in the form of human beings, handsomely dressed and so forth. Nobody recognized them. Who are these people? So they visited Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam. Prior to that, they stopped there and made a pit stop, as we will say, Adab Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, and gave him and his honorable spouse Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha the glad tidings that, O Sara radiallahu anha, you will give birth to him, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. So obviously they were elated, delighted. And now the final destination, Sodom and Gomorrah. So he, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, very worried. He knows the habit of his people. So when they came there to Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam's residence, these homos, these gay brigades, these guys also came. And what did they try and do? Allah forbid, Allah forbid. وَلَقَدْ chapter number 54 and verse 37. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدُوهُ عَنْ ضَيْفِهِ. Wow, atifa in conjunction. And lam, lam qasam. And walillahi, and by Almighty Allah, qad, definitely, surely, positively. رَاوَدُوهُ عَنْ ضَيْفِهِ. They tried their level best to seduce the guest, not knowing that these are the angels of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the Malaika. So remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. Remember that these enemies of humanity, they thought they can try their luck with these guests who came there to him, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, to Lord peace be upon him. Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'dah. To understand the noble Qur'an, you must always look for the other verses to understand the proper meaning of this. So you see, Zulaykha, she was, if you want to call her Zulaykha, is not mentioned in the Qur'an Sharif or any authentic Sunnah Hadith. But the commentators of the Qur'an Sharif wrote that the name was Zulaykha, and the historians have written. So if you study Surah Yusuf chapter 12, and you study verse number 23, so you will find the same word. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا. And she tried the level best to seduce him in her own house, in the house of Zulaykha, the palace, the minister's house. And he, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, is there. Allah protected him and he remained chaste. And eventually she admitted, I am guilty. And Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Yusuf, 100% pure, chaste, and I am the guilty one. الآن حسحس الحق أن راودته عن نفسه وإنه لمن الصادقين. Read chapter number 12 and verse number 23, and in conjunction with that, go read Surah Yusuf chapter number 12 and verse number 51, and you will understand everything here. So yeah, these haramis, these gays, these homosexuals rush to the house of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam. Now we got some handsome people here. Let us try our luck and so forth. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدُوهُ عَنْ ضَيْفِهِ. And by Almighty Allah, they tried to seduce the guest of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam. What did Allah Ta'ala do? Oh brothers, oh sisters, oh people of justice, of all faiths. فَاِتَعْقِيب. The result of they are trying to seduce. فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ. Hence we obliterated their eyes and their vision. We made them totally blind, this gay community. Imagine in today's world, Western world, democracy, South Africa, America, Europe is considered a human right. You got people who are prime ministers, presidents, some of them gay, and they're proud about it, remember that. That is what Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Open Mishkat Sharif, open Mustada Ahmad. Inna akhwafa ma akhwafu ala ummati amila amala qawmi lutin. One of the things I fear for my people, in the latter and future generations, they will indulge in this gay business and homosexuality. What a prophecy. Today is a reality. In the schools it's going on. In the universities it's going on. How many places it's going on? Allah alone protect us. O Muslim, male and female, read. Allahumma hassin farji. Allahumma hassin farji. Oh Almighty Allah, protect my private part. Hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Second one, remember that when people are sane and mature and they commit this crime of sodomy in all forms and shapes, people are sodomizing their wives also, like the kafir Shias. So you must remember that in Islam, sodomy in all forms is absolutely haram. And people who engage in gay business, for them, when both parties are sane and mature, then it's the death penalty in Islam. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Uqtulul al-fa'il wal-maf'ul." You must kill both of them. Both are guilty. Just like in the case of adultery, the male and female are guilty. So death penalty. Fornication, they not married, 100 lashes in public. Chapter 24, verse number 2. Azaniyatu azani fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma mi'ata jalda. If you know anything of Afghanistan, the old Afghanistan that were run by the communists and so forth and so on, every rich family, influential family used to have a young boy, and they used to fulfill their lust and desires with him. He would dance in front of them. They would do everything with him. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The world could not control the poppy seeds and the poppy, you understand, all these drugs and what have you. Taliban came and 95-98% under control. The world had to admit that. Remember, Trump, the enemy of humanity and the harami, says that the security in Afghanistan is better than the security in America. So when they came into power and they said, any one of you caught indulging in this activity, unnatural activity of homosexuality, gay business, we will put you to death. And now it has stopped to a great extent. So therefore, we should never feel shy to implement our laws, because that will save the humanity and the society from all these ills. South Africa, the headquarters of AIDS, the pandemic. And what is the greatest cause? The homos and the gays and so forth. But the government keeps on promoting it, so what do you expect? You want shifa, you want cure, but you keep on giving poison. Fatamasna ayunahum. See, Allah uses the plural to stamp His authority, majesty, and sovereignty. Hence, we obliterated their eyes, their vision. Fadhuqu adhabi wa nuzur. So taste my punishment and my warnings. But today's human being thinks he's too educated, and then they commit genocide, they commit wars, they commit crimes against humanity, ethnic cleansing, apartheid, and so many other crimes, wars upon wars. وَلَقَدْ صَبَّحَهُمْ بُكْرَةً عَذَابٌ مُسْتَقِيرٌ. Again, for emphasis. Wow, atifa in conjunction, lam for qasam, and walillahi bi Allah qad, definitely, surely. Subbahahum, they made the morning. The morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Alaysa subuhu bi qareeb. You Lut alayhi salatu salam and your followers, you'll go. Leave the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, and these people will be punished, including the wife of Lut alayhi salatu salam. She was a kafira, non-Muslim. وَلَقَدْ صَبَّحَهُمْ بُكْرَةً عَذَابٌ مُسْتَقِيرٌ. In the early part of the morning. Bukra, early part. And صَبَّحَهُمْ, morning. So the early part of the morning, there'll be such a punishment of them, for them, عَذَابٌ مُسْتَقِيرٌ, such a punishment that it will stay with them for a very, very long period. Go see today, the remnants and the relics are there. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent upon them حِجَارَةً مِّنْ تُوِيد, the stones from the skies. And it didn't rain upon them water, it rained upon them the brimstones. مُسَوَّمَةً, their names were written there. Adam and Steve, you see that? That kind of business, you must remember that. And then there's a Dead Sea there. So the land and the sand is telling you a story. The lowest portion of our altitude in this world till today. And we saw it with our own eyes. 5 times we've been there with Allah's help to Palestine. And remember that the water, the Bahrul Mayyid, the Dead Sea, so much salt content, nothing can survive there. All these are signs. But human being thinks he's too clever. Instead of following the path of Rahman, he and she follows the path of Shaitan and Satan and Lucifer. So the punishment will remain for very long, like the punishment for the Jutlas and the Jews. Adhabun mustaqir, always they'll be punished till day of Qiyamah, the haramis. Chapter 7, verse 167. Allah says, فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُورٌ. Hence taste my punishment and my warnings. This Quran Sharif is not a book of history, geography, biology and science. It's a book for guidance. That is the primary aim. هُدَلِّ nas. And what Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنِ. Indeed, we made the Quran Sharif easy. لِذِكْرِ أَيْ لِلْحِفْزِ. To memorize it. And second one, لِذِكْرِ, so that we accept the examples and advices Allah has given us. It doesn't mean we can sit on our laurels and think of Hadi, on our lazy boy, and with some English translation or any other translation, and DIY, do it yourself. Nobody can understand that. You must have a teacher. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Chapter 62, verse 2. Suratul Jumu'ah. Almighty Allah says, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. The most intelligent people of this ummah are the sahaba, the beloved companions and students of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they require the teacher, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. who was, who is, who will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all, Allah Jalla Wala was their teacher. And therefore they became the beacons of light. The dhikri fa hal min muddakir, is there anyone to accept this admonishment, to accept this advices? That is what Quran Sharif is teaching us, O Ummah. So we should know about these issues properly. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 24th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1447. In Ghazza Mubarakah, it is day number 712 days today. Two Jutlas killed, Alhamdulillah, and sent to Jahannam. Many others are sitting in transit and waiting to enter Jahannam and the hellfire. We say, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. The United Nations, and there's a South African connection there. Our sister in nationality, so South African lady Navi Palay. So she announced to the world that Israel are guilty of genocide. So everybody in the world knows that now, and this consensus. When they ask the Israeli government, the Likud party, they say all lies, all the hasbara and propaganda of who? Of Hamas. You haramis, you are the war criminals, you are guilty of murdering every day the Palestinians. First time in the history of humankind, a genocide is being live streamed, and therefore 90% of the countries are against you. And next week in the United Nations General Assembly, inshallah, inshallah, Britain, France, Canada, and many other countries will be recognizing the state of Palestine, and not they will have nothing to do much in future with you, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. We're proud of Hitler. Let me be honest about that. He gave you a good thrashing. And we agree with Hitler on three scores. One is your interest that you were taking from the Germans. Second, you are the ones who promoted homosexuality. You just saw what Allah says about homosexuality and the gay brigade. And you were the ones promoting on the TV promiscuity and all these things there, that all the pornography and so forth. And he punished you for that on their 3 points. We agree 100% with Hitler. So remember that you are the scum of the earth. You are subhuman. Did I say that? No, your journalist said that. Gideon Levy wrote a wonderful, brilliant article in the Haaretz newspaper, and I sent it out yesterday to thousands of people. Just go to Google, Gideon Levy, Haaretz newspaper, put scum and put subhuman, and then you will see what he wrote about the Jutlas, about the settlers and so forth. Only one point he didn't write, which I say, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. But when you don't have iman, you don't have faith, like the UAE and so forth, so the United Arab Emirates still supplying arms and all that, remember, to Israel, bootlicking them and so forth. So if you ask me, who's better? Navi Palay is better, or MBZ and MBS are better? I'll tell you, Navi Palay is better. Why? Because they are murtads. We can live with non-Muslims. We can't live with murtads. Murtad must be put to death. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Man baddala deenahu faqtulu. People who are murtads and apostates must kill them. Capital punishment. And liquidate them, the haramis. You know, hey Israel, the noose is tightening. I told you long time, but you don't want to believe, AK, you see that? I know you're recording me. Eurovision, and now the count is increasing. Eurovision, all the following countries say, if Israel takes part, we boycott. 1, Ireland. 2, Spain. 3, Iceland. 4, Netherlands. 5, Slovenia. You see that? And it will increase, inshallah. You are the scum of the earth. You are the swines and the pigs. You are the monkeys and the donkeys. You are the dogs of this earth. That is all these words are mentioned in the Quran with regard to you, Jutlas. Trump the harami, he is, you must remember, humiliated, disgraced, as you will see just now. So he sues the New York Times for $15 billion. I hope the New York Times take him to task, you see that, and so forth. Israel attacks Yemen. But what Yemen did, they attack, you must remember, the plane of Heath. Netanyahu, the war criminal, and he was made to force land, you see. Rubio, another harami, another prostitute there, foreign minister, secretary of state. He goes, oh Ummah, Muslims, wake up. If you've been, therefore I'm telling you, you perform Hajj, you perform Umrah, you've been to Medina Munawwara, go to Aqsa al-Mubarak, show your solidarity. We will come to Aqsa, oh Jutla's haramis, whether you like it or not. Next to Aqsa, opposite the Silwan. From there, there's a tunnel. The Jutlas have now officially built, inaugurated it. And he, the harami, Rubio, is there. You see that? So remember their names. Now, today, last night, Trump arrived in UK to the pomp and ceremony. Now he's hosted by the royal family, by Charles and the chameleon. Now they were busy committing adultery. Remember that when he was married to Diana, right? And the other side is Starmer. So Starmer, he is already involved in the Mendelssohn, remember, saga. He was his ambassador to United States, and this guy was involved with Epstein. So Starmer doesn't know where to put his face. He says, no, but I didn't know all these things. What the hell are you doing as a prime minister and all that? And then Trump is also busy with Epstein, you see that? So when he landed there and now he's going to the palace, so the protesters are there. Hey, Trump, how many girls have you raped? Oh, Trump, you're a pedophile. Oh, Trump, you're a criminal. You see, this is what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. Quickly, they arrested them. But the facts cannot be changed. So Booker now is a guy from the Democratic Party. He took Kesh Patel. Kesh Patel is a Hindu. Kesh with a K, not with a C. He took Kesh Patel to the cleaners and humiliated him and said, me, I am not scared of you and frightened of you. And Kesh Patel is the first non-white, first Indian to be in charge of the FBI. You must listen to their exchange and you will think it's a circus going on there in America. So remember that next one, Syria. Didn't I tell you that this guy running Syria, they call him Julani. How much you spell Julani? J-E-W-L-A-N-I. So they're already changing the curriculum and syllabi in Syria in the schools. Quranic classes, Hadith classes will be reduced, and they're introducing music, introducing art, all that. Hey, Julani, you're another bootlicker. You're licking the backside of Trump. You're licking the backside of America and Europe. You think they want to give you Izzat? Didn't you learn from Qatar and Saudi Arabia? They gave trillion dollars and UAE, and what they did? They thought they would get security from America. But America's illegitimate child, their mahbubu child, most beloved child, illegitimate harami, Israel attacks Syria, attack Lebanon, attack Doha, Qatar, attacks whoever they want to. And you must remember, America will keep quiet. We stand with Israel. Is their standard answer, the haramis. And you falling in the same trap, you're also another Julani, another puppet for the Jews. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, admits Israel will face a prolonged isolation. You did just now in the Quran, Azabum Mustaqir. So that is Azabum Mustaqir. For a long time now, people thought Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. People thought that they have the most moral army. Now all the facts are coming out. The most immoral army in the world. The biggest terrorist on earth with America, Israel and America. You see that? So Tyler Robinson, the guy who put away Charlie Kirk. Charlie Chaplin is gone. There's another Charlie is on his way out also. Gone, finished to Jahannam. So remember this Tyler Robinson. Now he's sitting in jail. And from there, now they have the court case. Your name is Tyler Robinson. You're so many years old. He just says, yes. Now they're suggesting the death penalty for him and no bail in the state of Utah. If you know Utah, anything is a country, is a state, is 50 states. And the 51st state of America is Israel. If you don't understand that, then you're a moron, according to me. So anyway, you must remember that. So in Utah, you Muslims, you can have 2, 3, 4 wives. You see that? The Mormons are there. Not the Maimans, the Mormons are there, and the Mu'mins are somewhere else, remember that. So that's what Utah, and they got death penalty there. Spain cancels $1 billion worth of arms order from Israel. We don't want anything to do with you, you haramis. Colombia will no more buy arms from US. You see that? They're giving America a kick up their backside and giving Israel a kick up their front side. So tell them, go to hell. We'll buy from China. We will buy from Russia. We will buy from other countries. We don't want anything. You showed us your true colors. The Arab state woke up from their slumber after bootlicking America and Israel and Abrahamic Accords. So the Arab state say Israel must be suspended from the United Nations. Next week is the General Assembly. All the countries will come beside Palestine. They don't give them visa, you see that? And in that way there, they will speak. And I will tell you from now, it will be a very interesting one. Which countries are going to recognize Palestine and which countries will say publicly that Israel is guilty of genocide and so forth. You Salafis, bootlickers of the Saudi Arabian regime and MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. So remember Medina Airport, the road now, when you come out from the airport, you will see a new board there. And the board is called MBS. I can't call him by the name of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we say MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan Road. So that's the new name for the Medina Airport Road. He thinks he'll get honor with that. You can't get honor MBS by putting sanamas, 8, 9, 10 sanamas in Medina and a sanama in Mecca, and you name the road after you. He says, no, the king gave this road. Who's making who a fool in the zoo? You think we bunch of morons or what? You tell your father what to do. He's senile, you know that. And you say, no, the king decided this. So you think we belong to the Kurgan Park, you know. So remember, but you insulted Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You insulted the Kaaba Musharrafa and the holy lands by building that sanamas there and having a bikini beach in Jeddah. You will be remembered for that. Remember that you're a Murtad bin Shaitan. And whoever agrees with you and your policies is also murtad. And you can quote my fatwa in any part of the world. See, when people use religion for hidden agenda and ulterior motive. I've been 6-7 times to India. You know, from Karachi I used to go. Then from South Africa we went. So any bus goes, smart bus, is written there, tourist bus. You just jump in, 5 rupees, 10, very cheap, you know. And then they take you to these temples there in Bombay and Delhi and here and there and all. Then they tell you. So some places in India, the temples they have some women there. So those women are supposed to serve like the temple and so. But these priests, these padres, not all, but some of them have taken these women and made them sex slaves. Like yesterday I told you what's happening in Dubai. The prostitution going on there. And $1,000 per person, and then rice per size. You see that? So that is all the things going on. So yeah, in the temple they busy, you see? So they're making some temple business there. Like in the church, you have the monk, and you have the nuns, and then the chemistry comes, and then they get nearer and nearer. And then what you see? You see some monkey business going on there. You should know all these kind of things. Iran's top security official, Lagirjani, or whatever hell his name is, another Kafir Shia, he arrives in Riyadh. Riyadh and Iran discussing matters of bilateral importance regarding security and all that. One shaitan turning to another shaitan. Taliban. Taliban are too good. So Taliban, what they did, you know, you got this fiber optics and all that, so your internet can work fast. They cut the line. Hey, you in Helmand province, you in Balkh and Kandahar, no more optic for you, no more fiber for you, because you're watching too many pornography, hot movies and all these things here. So it is to curb the immorality and so forth. So that's what they did there. Von der Leyen, she is part of the European Union and all that. She's big trouble. She is a vote of no confidence in her from the right wing and the left wing. Looks like her days are numbered as well. Listen to this story, Junaid Mota. This will interest you. You know, there's a country here nearby. It's called Zambia. You see, 1 hour you're there, you know. So from South Africa, 1 hour, whatever, very short flight. So there, they arrested two guys. So, and they put them away for 2 years. So they asked them, but what crime you committed? They say that you guys making jadu, that you guys doing magic, you're doing witchcraft against the president. And they caught them with some chameleons and all that. Can you believe that? These are jokers. Now come to South Africa. You see, Sahuk, I told you, but you don't listen, you see. Your days are numbered. Khidmatul Awam, you made the biggest mistake by releasing that statement. So your days are numbered with Sahuk. You Maulvis and your radio stations who were promoting Sahuk, your days are numbered for Sahuk. Yesterday, the government unanimously, all the parties, there wasn't a single dissenting vote. They said Sahuk cannot have that monopoly on the South African Hujjaj. And we want transparency of the 48 million South African rands, 12 million rokra cash in your account, 36 million, you must remember, there in your assets. Papa, no come the papa dance. Come, you guys. When I told you come on air, you don't want to come. Now you disgrace. The whole world will know. And I'm sending that whole thing out today. Late at night, 11 o'clock, somebody sent it to me. I was too tired. So remember this. So Sahuk, very bad news for you. For Nusuk and the agents, good news for you. You see that? Minister of Water, Penny. So Penny also another mixed up. You know, Penny for your thoughts. Another passenger also, if you ask me, just like majority ministers, they telling municipalities, you must buy your own tankers. You see that? To give water. So what the hell are you guys getting paid for? 30 years, you can't give the people water, electricity. You can't give them security, safety. But you know how to pocket the money, you bunch of crooks or what? Zuma's daughter, Zuma in big trouble. You see, MK. Zuma's daughter criticizes her father's party. They got no vision, they got no something, and she's busy, you see. So now the Zuma party is also falling apart from internal strife and so forth. CR, Cyril Ramaphosa, all talk and no action, wasting the time of South Africans. Yesterday I went there, two things happened, very nice. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Aada min Faldi Rabbi, Aada Rahmatun Bi Rabbi. So I was there, you see, there Tuesday, because today we're going to Upington, Haji Ahmed Abdi and myself, you see, inshallah, I'll come to that just now. So I went yesterday there, half an hour before Maghrib or so, and then we spoke all that. Then Hazrat give me one kitab, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Aksab, you see, very nice, mashallah. And then we have matters of bilateral importance. Then Maghrib Salat, and then Hazrat is teaching Bukhari Sharif. In the weekend, Hazrat is leaving for Pakistan, make dua for Hazrat's health and her family also. Appa Rashid's mother, you know, she's not too well. Like, and then Urdu, you say, Naram Garam Chal Rahe, you see. So not too good. Make dua for her. So Hazrat was teaching. Then he said, you know, there's one story I want to tell you, students. And I forgot the hawala. I don't know which book it is, but it's an Urdu book. And then he gave the story, everything. Then I picked up my hand. I said, Ye Hazrat, Ye Mufti Taqi Sahib ne likha hai Jahani Dida mein se ha. Very good, very good, very good. So at the same time, when he was praising me in front of all the students with Allah's help, we thought of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imagine how elated, delighted the Sahaba felt. The Master alayhi salatu salam praised us. So in life, take the du'as of your teachers, take the du'as of your parents, then you will go very far in life. Petrol price to increase in October, remember next month. Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. Late at night, quarter past 11 or till 11 o'clock, I can't. I nearly cried, you know. I think most of you know Mufti Bula. He's very active in the Tabligh Jamaat and so forth. This came in a newspaper, right? Now this newspaper is online, the Lordian business, right? So there is one brother, he's Mufti Bula's brother, known as Yunus Bula. He's marhum, he passed away. So the janaza is delayed and so forth. So janaza means the funeral prayer. And now the people who are giving him ghusl, they saw something here is not right. You know, when we give ghusl, you can see the chest and the back, and it's like wounds, and the person has been beaten and assaulted and so. So they called the police, and the police said that this person was murdered, it seems, you know. So alleged homicide and so forth. So the son is Tahir. It seems like this. Wallahu a'lam, that Tahir killed his father. Tahir Bula killed his father, Yunus Bula. Yunus Bula is the brother of Mufti Bula. Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. Ya Allah, we have to see such children, such people in our ummah who will murder and commit homicide against their own father and so forth. I don't know. I don't even know the person. I only know Mufti Bula. But remember that we say, Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. Do you know what it means to kill a Muslim person deliberately, intentionally? وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. When you kill a Muslim person deliberately, as it seems, yes, superficial, you know, prima facie evidence, so then Allah's wrath, Allah's anger, terrible punishment for that person. Allah have mercy. That is the condition we are living in today. And it's gone public, it's gone viral. How many people are sending it? I'll send it out myself. I put it on my status and on the website and so forth. So we all should take heed. Look at your son in his face. Look at your daughter. You're buying their love, giving them money and PlayStation and movies and internet. They must share the love. Give them quality time. That is what your children want. But you just give them, take money, do this. But you don't have any worry. مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ نَحْلًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ Open Tirmidhi Sharif. O father, O mother, the greatest gift you can give to your children after Iman, Islam, is good character. Who's worried today about that? Just make money. Wine, dine and swine. Go to the restaurant, go and dance there, take drugs there. Make another girl pregnant, or what we worry? We Muslim, we are already, you understand, reserve tickets in Jannah. Who's fooling who in the zoo? So think properly, parents, is a general message I'm giving. Allah have mercy, remember this. So today, inshallah, that we'll be leaving, we'll have bless of marriage tafsir in the afternoon, inshallah, we leave for Uppington, is up in the sky. Very expensive tickets. But you see, Haji Ahmed Abdi, mashallah, Allah reward him. So we're going there, you see. Tonight, the program will be in Khrobler's Warp. Isha Salat Day, 8 o'clock. And you must remember that thereafter, then tomorrow night, Friday, Jummah, Friday night, all programs in Uppington. So make dua for us, make dua for Haji Ahmed Abdi, make dua for Gaza. Allah decimate these swines and pigs and donkeys and monkeys, the jutlas, and Allah destroy their supporters as well. D, Hafiz Wadi, we got 8-9 minutes left, let's fire up, inshallah.
Jai Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah Khairan for that. Mufti Sahib, what is the status of making dua on a Wednesday between Dhuhr and Asr?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari Rahimahullah in his work Al Adabul Mufrad. When I met Sheikh Albani Rahimahullah in Amman, in Jordan in 98, and he passed away in 99. So I told him, he was very ill, they didn't want to allow me. I shouted that Khadim, I said, you go tell Sheikh, I came from South Africa to meet Sheikh. All these buildings, nothing are important for me, South Africa got better buildings. I raised my voice. He got a shock, you know. I said, go tell Sheikh, I came from Junubi Africa, and I want to meet him. So he came down, he said, Sheikh said, Daqiqatain. So 2 minutes you must come. I say, once I'm inside, what he can do? He can't do anything, you see. So I made a joke with Sheikh after that. He apologized thrice. He said, forgive me, I can't even stand up and embrace you. I'm so sick. He had his hat on, topi on. He had a green kurta, nice big beard, white beard, you see that. So then speaking, I told him, Sheikh, in my pocket I got $1,000. I don't want to spend it. You must give me kitabs with your own hands, ya Sheikh. Ya Fadilatul Ustad, he started laughing, smiling, he's so sick, you know. So then he gave me Tahreemu Alati Turb, Musical Instruments, a Haram Masterpiece book. Then he gave me Al Adabul Mufrad, one volume, Sahihu. Then Sahihu Al Adabul Mufrad, the authentic hadith. And then Da'ifu Al Adabul Mufrad, all three kitab, I still have it. This was given to me personally by Sheikh Albani, Rahimahullah. So you must remember, Imam Bukhari, you Salafis, Even he understood when he wrote Sahih al-Bukhari, and it took him 16 years, there I must put the authentic ahadith and include that. But when it comes to fadail and virtues, then I can use sahih and weak ahadith. Therefore, Sheikh Albani divided it into two. So this hadith you will find in Al-Adab al-Mufrad, one of the works of Imam Bukhari. I have three different copies of Al-Adab al-Mufrad, masterpiece book it is. If I was a principal in a Darul Uloom Madrasa, I would definitely include it in the syllabi. Very good kitab. So there you will find that on Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua on Wednesday afternoon during the battle of Khandaq, the trench, you know. And this took place in the fifth year of the Hijrah. Remember that, according to majority scholars. And it was that Khandaq and trench, and then you'll know the story. So carry on. Then when the Master alayhi salam made dua, the dua was accepted. Then the winds came, and all that came is enshrined in the Quran. And then the enemies all had to take flight and run away and so forth. So Jabir radiallahu anhu says, whenever I encountered difficulty, Imam Bukhari mentions this, then I have to wait for Wednesday afternoon and make special dua. So therefore, we send out every week, you understand, that reminder, Wednesday afternoon, make dua. Now this incident, Sheikh Albani himself, he said, is sahih, is authentic. You see that? So we don't speak from our pocket. We will give you the references and so forth. So Wednesday afternoon, the incident is mentioned by Imam Bukhari in Al-Adab al-Mufrad regarding the Battle of Khandaq. And thereafter, Sheikh Albani also sahahahu and said it is sahih and authentic.
Well, this time this message says, my niece is expecting her second child. She had many miscarriages before. Also, her first pregnancy, she went into early labor. What dua can she read to carry a full-term pregnancy?
MashaAllah, sister, you and your husband, not only the wife, you and your husband, both of you read the following three du'as. Everything will go smooth, inshaAllah. Write down. Chapter 37 is after Surah Yasin, Surah Suafat, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. O Almighty Allah, grant me pious, normal children. You see, and Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua. He was 86 years old when this dua got accepted. And Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Then he was 100 years old. And Sayyidah Sarah radiallahu anha gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. I told you just 9 tafsir. So remember, that is the barakah, blessing of this dua. All of us read, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, chapter 37, verse 100, Surah Suafat. Second dua, also a Nabi in his old age, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. He and his wife Alisha, no children. Now he cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah. Write it down. Chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 38. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah, innaka sami'u du'a. Verily, Almighty Allah, you grant me, I beg you, from your side, such awlad and offspring that are pure and chaste. Verily, Ya Allah, you are the one who listens to the dua. We are beggars, Ya Allah. Who can we ask for? Laysa lana babun illa babak. We can only come to your door, Ya Allah. So read that. Now, my sister, you worried that you must not have a miscarriage and so forth and so on. So remember that you must read Surah Ra'd. You know Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, 111 verses there. So go to Surah Ra'd, the next surah, verse number 8, and read this verse. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa, wa ma taghidu al-arhamu, wa ma tazdad. Only Almighty Allah knows what the lady is carrying. You see that? You see this Charlie Chaplin? He's the king there in England, the harami. So his first wife was Diana. So then Diana, when she fell pregnant, they don't go to Changum Mangus. They go to the best gynecologist. And then that gynecologist said, she, Diana, will give birth to a baby girl. When it came, then a boy popped out. You see that? So that Allah alone knows, not your gynecologist and all these characters. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa, wa ma taghidu al-arhamu, wa ma tazdad. all the contractions, expansions taking place in the womb of the mother. Allah gave the woman rahim, the womb. Therefore, they have so much mercy and compassion. So that only Allah knows. Read that, chapter 37, verse 100. Chapter 3, verse 38. Chapter 13, verse 8. Give out charity daily. It will be smooth sailing, inshallah. Ji, Abizwadi, last question.
Ji, what can one recite? My son is very rude with myself and my husband. We don't know what to do anymore, Mufti sir.
I just gave you the solution. Instead of blaming our children and all these type of things, yes, sons, daughters, I ask you three questions. When your husband and wife were busy with gymnastics, right? 8-course meal, 9-course meal, and the last course, intercourse. When last you read this dua mentioned in Bukhari Sharif? I'm asking you. You don't even know the dua, most of you. So read the dua, you must remember. Then Allah will bless us with such children. Bismillah. We first, when we do any actions that are permissible, Bismillah. Allahumma jannibna shaitan. Ya Allah, put Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan far away from us, husband, wife. Wa jannibi shaitan ma arzaqtana. Ya Allah, put Shaitan, Lucifer far away from the progeny and offspring you will bless us with. What a beautiful, complete, comprehensive dua. That is before you start your gymnastics, husband and wife. Bismillah. Allahumma jannibna shaitan. وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا رَزَقْتَنَا. You got it? So that's one. Two, read Surah 25, verse 74. رَبَّنَا أَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Oh Allah, grant us such spouses, grant us such progeny and children that are the coolness of the eyes. They bring joy to us. Now your children are rude, disrespectful, rebellious. So read Surah 46, verse number 15. The beginning of the 26th Supara, Surah Ahqaf, the winding tracks, and verse 15. The verse is long. So in there you will find these three, four words. Just read that abundantly. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Ya Allah, bring about reform. Bring about piety. Bring about goodness in my progeny and children. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant the marhum day in St. Pretoria, Yunus Bulla. He passed away shaheed. Imagine, martyred, murdered by his own son. That's what the media is telling us. So Allah have mercy on this ummah. Allah grant all our marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So tomorrow, inshallah, we will speak to you from Uppington, inshallah al-Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.